It must have been impossible to keep the place clean with 140 muddy boys romping through the rooms. Spare a thought for Marie Passy, who was cook and cleaner and spent many hours on her hands and knees. The pupils were made to do their bit too. Tony Devlin recalls cleaning in return for pocket money.
Most of the floors were oak upstairs, boys' dining room. In their dormitories, it was all oak, but they used to come up beautiful. We used to clear it all out and put it on the one day and then polish it off on the next with bumpers to end it all in the salon, because that had to be absolutely perfect. It hadn't got to be a mark on it. I used to go out on my hands and knees and a jersey or something and just get out the marks out to make it perfect. And then on a Monday, three of us used to have to clean all the boys' shoes.
We had to earn our pocket money, like, you know, while we were there. And we were all allocated different little jobs of cleaning and helping out. Like, I can remember the off in the refectory at White Marble Fireplace, right, two ladies, one either side, holding the shelf up. We had to polish our own tables up and down with the old cloths, like, you know, and the old bumper dusters. The interior of the building was very fine at the time I was there. In and out, it was always kept smart.
Like Tony, many former pupils have very happy memories of school days at Croom, but not all. Some pupils had a habit of trying to escape, as Sylvia Stanley and Sister Ursula recall.
We always had runaways, and a couple that come to my mind was that we had a phone call from the police to say that they'd got four of our boys cycling up the motorway to Birmingham.
I do remember three of them who got as far as Derby on a train. And Sister Frances Clare, now whom you've met, was the one to go and collect them. But they had got, and how they had got onto the train, they hid behind the doors of a toilet, and the ticket collector was going around, they said.
The other thing we had a lad come back and he ran away and he actually went to Heathrow Airport, got through all the security, got himself into a hold on the aeroplane and he went to New York. That was amazing. It was in all the papers. It was headlines.
But away from the headlines, the school and the boys thrived. Fresh air, sport, nature walks and looking after animals were the order of the day. Tony Devlin kept a pet guinea pig called Sergeant Clough. He also remembers helping with the school's other animals, particularly when the Catholic Archbishop of Birmingham visited for the day.
We used to have a goat out there called Billy, right, and a donkey called Neddy. I can remember the one day they got the cart out for Neddy. And they got me into the cart, and they got George Patrick, the Archbishop, into the cart. And I took him up the hill, up to the main gate, and turned the cart around, got back down to the bottom, and everybody was clapping, saying, well done. And George Patrick never forgot that, because he said, thank you, that's your first driving test, ain't it? I can never forget that day.
Ned the donkey was a great favourite with the children, and there's a famous picture of the donkey cart in front of the court. Ned came from Coventry in a van, and there's a story behind that too, as told by Barry Lockley.
The donkey, as far as I can recall, was in the back of the van between some bales of hay, which was being held by a great mate of mine, Roger MacPhail. And we came through Pershore and we were coming over the River Avon, over the bridge to the traffic lights, when the lights changed and Eddie put the brakes on hard. The donkey shot forward, put its front legs up onto the cowling of the engine and was looking through the windscreen. So there was me, the donkey, and Eddie Casey, looking through the windscreen, which was a bit too much for a lady cyclist on the side of us on the pavement, who started to wobble and just managed to put her feet on the ground before she fell over.
There are lots of personal and memorable stories from the staff, pupils and nuns of St Joseph's. I wish we could fit in more, but here are just a few. Billy Meacham's escapade on the roof of the court, Graham Bill's extra weekend duties and Sylvia Stanley's Jubilee celebrations.
I got told off to going on top of the roof. How I got up there, I really can't remember it, to be honest. But I got up there and I was on there watching the RAF play cricket. Next thing, somebody had told one of the kids, maybe, I don't know, or somebody else had told one of the nuns, and I got a bollocking off one of the nuns. But that was the only letdown. Otherwise, we behaved ourselves impeccably. I shouldn't have gone up there, but I did. It was an opportunity. It was all that you could explain that in one word.
When I first started my first week there, Sister John called me into her office and said, "Oh, Mr. Bill, I'm terribly sorry that I have to ask you this, but I'm wondering, would you mind just doing an extra weekend's duty this weekend?" So, of course, being new, I couldn't say no, so I said, yes, that's fine. And she said, "The sisters and Mr. Sheridan we're all going off for a..." And I thought, oh, it must be something religious, so I said, "Are you going somewhere nice?" And she said, "Oh, yes." She says, "We're going to see the All Blacks play the Barbarians in Cardiff Arms Park."
The most special we had was the Queen's Silver Jubilee, and the nuns knew nothing about this at all. We'd been up in the attic of the house and found an old wheelchair, which we decorated. And we decided that we would do something for the boys. So Mrs. Passy was the Queen, dressed lovely. Pearl was the Duke of Edinburgh in a sailor's uniform. I was a lady-in-waiting, and the other lady-in-waiting was called Lynn. And we wore mauve, alter-neck, long dresses. We clubbed together and bought lots of chocolates. And the boys that day were in a special mass over at the church. And as they came out, we threw all the chocolates. The nuns just couldn't believe what we'd done. And what actually happened was, some of the boys pushed Mrs. Passy up to the main gates in the wheelchair and brought her back down. But it was a real celebration day. We had a most gorgeous meal, and we all drank far too much that day. I don't think any of us remembered going home.